And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:06, minus 8 right now in downtown Montreal with the wind, minus 13, and we will take that. We will definitely take that, considering earlier on the weekend it was like minus a gajillion, so we'll go with that. Good evening, it's your host Kelly Alexander alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Ronnie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kelly?
I am fantastic. So can't believe we're already into February.
That's
which
crazy,
is crazy.
Eh?
Only days away from Valentine's Day, which is ridiculous. And I did want to mention off the hop that you, in your clinic, have an amazing promotion going on for Valentine's Day, which I love this. What's the official name of it, though?
What is the official name?
Is there an official name, or would you just say treat your cheeks?
So first of all, yep. Before we talk our promo, mm-hmm. I'd like to introduce Jamie Siegel, who's joined us in the
yes.
station today.
Hello.
So Jamie is my expert skincare consultant at the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk all about skincare tonight. So it's great to have Jamie in studio to join us. And Jamie's very, very knowledgeable all about anything you ever want to know about skincare.
514-790-0800 by phone if they'd like to reach out, of course. And 514-800 by text if you've got questions. So, and we're going to get into all of that in just a sec. So the promotion, though, starting February 14th, so Valentine's Day magic.
So it's basically it's a great promotion. People love to treat their lips on Valentine's mm-hmm. Day. Probably the busiest time of the year in terms of doing lip injections.
Yeah.
Of course, lip injections, not to give somebody these big, pouty, unnatural lips. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But to give somebody a little bit of lift, somebody a little bit of gloss in their lips, hydration. I love filling lips. It makes a big difference. So our promotion for Valentine's Day is, you know, treat one area on your face, whether it's cheeks with injections or chin with injections, and we will do your lips for free.
Fantastic.
So it's a great promotion.
Yeah. So again, February 14th, and then for the following 2 weeks after that. And if you'd like more information, you can jump onto Dr. Monk's website, monkmd.com. And of course, you can reach out via phone line, of course, to 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. And while we're talking about all of that, I will mention that you should follow Dr. Monk on his social media. There's lots of behind the scenes videos and information and tips, and that's at Dr. Ronnie Monk. So again, if you'd like to reach out,
Did you mention how we're doing Facebook Live?
I was going to get to that.
Oh,
you were doing that now. It's magic. So they can check it out right now if you want to see how beautiful both Dr. Monk and Jamie are.
So it's
happening.
You know what? I thought it would be really fun, and it basically lets people kind of see inside inside the scenes or behind mm-hmm. the scenes mm-hmm. Between commercial breaks, and just give an inside glimpse into what it's like to be on the radio. And it's a good interaction. So if you guys have questions, go ahead and ask them on Facebook. We'll definitely look at our breaks and try to address your questions. So tune in on Facebook Live. It's super fun.
Perfect. And again, if you'd like to reach out via phone for us, 514-790-0800 by phone, of course, and 514-800 by text. So I know you wanted to kick things off with some cosmeceuticals. Where did you want to start exactly?
Where should we start, Jay?
Maybe let's talk a little bit about acne. That's
okay.
Probably one of the most popular skin concerns we see at our clinic.
So I thought what we do in today's show is basically tackle different topics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about why it happens. And then having Jamie here, she'll definitely chime in about maybe which skincare ingredients are effective to treat that given skin concern.
Okay.
So, I mean, starting about acne, I'll start off the conversation. So why do we get acne? I mean, that's probably... As a dermatologist, it's one of the most common conditions that I encounter every day. And the question is, you know, why everybody's asking, I'm in my 30s, why am I still getting acne?
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was supposed to be a condition that I got in my teenage years. And what's really interesting with acne is we've totally changed our way of thinking. And it's no longer just a teenage condition, it's really a chronic condition.
Okay.
And, you know, it eventually is outgrown, but we don't know when that's going to be. It might be when you're in your late 20s, your 30s. I mean, I even see people in their 50s and 60s with ongoing acne. So the problem really, it's multifactorial. And more often than not, it's genetic. And it's just your type of skin. You have acne-prone skin. And so you know, when you have acne-prone skin, it basically means that you're very easily clogging your pores. And whether it's you're not using the right products on your skin, you're using creams that are too greasy, or just genetically speaking, you're prone to blocked pores. And then what ultimately happens is if you don't unblock those pores, the sebum or the oil goes deeper into the pore and creates more inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when people will start to get bigger pimples. Sometimes you get some with pus. That just means they're very inflammatory. Lots of inflammation. And then if you still don't unclog your pores, you get, you know, bigger cysts. You can get nodules. You can get scarring. So really important for those reasons to address all the underlying problems, including the blocked pore. That's really where acne stems from. So Jay, what kind of ingredients do we recommend on a daily basis to help people unblock their pores?
For sure. Well, I would say first and foremost that we really believe in combination therapy at our clinic. So at MonkMD, you're coming to see the dermatologist, you're coming to get a prescription, you're coming to find out what's going on with your skin. But also we really believe how important it is for you to go home with the proper home care, because you can come to the office, you can, you know, I always make this analogy. It's like you go to the gym and you work out, but then you go home and you don't eat properly, and you're never going to maintain the results that you want that way. So
it's very funny that you make that analogy. What I tell patients is I tell them it's like going to the dentist, and mm-hmm. you go for a cleaning twice a year. But what happens if you don't brush your teeth at home? You don't get a result, and your teeth are going to be yellow mm-hmm. and they're going to get cavities and they're going to fall out. Mm-hmm. So it's the same with skincare. We do laser treatments in my office to brighten and clear up the skin. But if ultimately you're not doing the home care, you're not going to maintain those results. You're just not going to get them. So home care is super important for any skincare concern.
Yeah. So generally for acne, you know, if a patient comes to see me after they've seen you and, you know, they got a prescription for their acne, but there's so much more you could do at home. And that includes and check your products at home, everybody, because a lot of times you're using things that are often contributing to your breakouts. So first of all, we talk a lot about salicylic acid in our office. Just want to mention, you always want to use products that have medical grade ingredients. So really using products that have active treatment ingredients that are really going to be result oriented and really give you those results you're looking for. So salicylic acid, always at 2%. And what that's going to do is it's really going to help to exfoliate your skin, get rid of all those dead skin cells that build up over time. And what that's going to do is it's going to unclog your pores. So salicylic acid, super important to get things going, and something that you want to use in the long term with acne to continuously exfoliate the skin and clean out those pores. But in addition to that, you want to get those treatment ingredients and treatment products together with that. It's always about bundling and using the right combination of ingredients. So we definitely recommend benzoyl peroxide a lot of times. That's going to go into the pore that's causing the breakout and kill the bacteria. Mm-hmm. So that's super important.
And what's nice about benzoyl peroxide, as opposed to other antibacterials that people use, because people use antibiotics on the skin, and as a dermatologist, I sometimes prescribe those products, but benzoyl peroxide, you never develop resistance to the bacteria, as opposed to if somebody uses, for example, clindamycin on their skin regularly, it just stops working after a while because the bacteria become resistant. So that's one of the best properties about benzoyl peroxide, is that it's really you never develop resistance. It continues to work.
If you've got questions for Dr. Monk or Jamie Siegel, again, the skincare consultant from Dr. Monk's office, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And of course, we'd love for you to put your first name in the text. And again, if you'd like to reach out to either Jamie or Dr. Monk at the office, very simple, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and the website monkmd.com. And we've got much more coming up on the show a little bit later. We're going to talk about sun damage and anti-aging. So that's all coming up.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk and our special guest, Sesoir, who is Jamie Siegel, a skincare consultant at Dr. Monk's office. If you have any questions, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text, and some text definitely coming in right now. We're going to jump to Bobby, who is asking, what is the recovery time for laser treatment for broken capillaries on the nose?
So, you know, we do a lot of vascular lasers, so that's meant to really target and treat blood vessels. So people with broken veins on their nose, people with rosacea, redness, this is the type of laser we would use. What's really nice about this laser is it's not a lot of downtime. So usually the procedure will take anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes, let's say. Patient will be red and a little bit swollen, which will last sometimes couple hours, although they can wear makeup right after the procedure, go right back to work, look fairly normal. the occasional patient will swell, and that can last sometimes 2 to 3 days after the treatment. Mm-hmm. But most people, honestly, are working, and it's a non-issue for most people.
Wanted to mention as well that we are actually on Facebook Live right now with the show until 8 o'clock. So if you'd like to see what behind the scenes looks like here at CJD for the show with Dr. Ronnie Monk, you can do so. He's on his Facebook Live, which is at Dr. Ronnie Monk. So that is how you tune in that way. And of course, we're getting actually, what's interesting, lots of people following us on Dr. Monk social media as well. So we're getting some questions via Instagram. So we're going to get to that in just a sec. But we did have another text come in to 514-800 from Mara asking, what is the best product to treat rosacea?
So to treat rosacea, well, it depends because there's different types of rosacea.
Okay.
So if it's really just red skin, very, very sensitive skin, we usually recommend really gentle skincare. I'll let Jamie talk a little bit about it. But what I basically recommend is gentle skincare, broad spectrum sun protection, because they need, you know, they're very sensitive with the sun and UV is constant all the time. So mm-hmm. they need year-round mineral sun protection. And then there are some skincare ingredients we'll sometimes recommend to help limit, reduce inflammation and redness as well. Like?
So I would say that a lot of times, a lot of the prescription medications will help with the little bumps affiliated with rosacea, mm-hmm. right? But a lot of times the actual products that we carry will help with the redness. So something like hexamidine is a great ingredient. That ingredient's going to help to kill the bacteria that's said to lead to the inflammation affiliated with rosacea. Mm-hmm. So it's great. Really, you're looking for products with no fragrance, no alcohol, non-comedogenic.
These people have really sensitive skin. So yeah, you know, a lot of rosacea people will tell you they don't tolerate most products.
Mm-hmm.
So what's nice about having Jamie in the office is she's there with products that are really specialized and targeted for people with sensitive skin and rosacea. And what she tries to do, I know from speaking to her, is getting people on tailored programs at home with products that suit their skin needs.
Yeah. So a lot of times what I'll do is a patient will come in, I'll sit with them, and I'll actually create an individualized, customized regimen for them. And I'll really, you know, I'll step by step point it out. I'll write it down for them so they can go home and have that little paper in their bathroom, like a little cheat sheet that will help them follow along the steps properly and layer their products properly and make sure that it's really perfect for them.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot of questions, text messages about, you know, Jamie's credentials and who she is at the clinic. So I'll let people know. Jamie is our, really, she's our expert skincare consultant. So, you know, I've sat with Jamie for many, many weeks and we've done many training sessions. And Jamie is extremely knowledgeable in skin in general. And she's really developed an expertise in skincare. So if you have obviously, if you have a significant dermatologic problem, you have to see me or a dermatologist. That's not what Jamie does. Jamie is there in terms of getting you on a proper skincare program. She's not an esthetician. She does not have an underlying training in dermatology, mm-hmm. except from my training with her. But she is somebody who is very keen and interested in the industry. She's been around it now for several years, and she has learned an enormous amount. She has great training. She's gone to conferences. She's very knowledgeable. So Jamie is a great asset to my clinic. And if, you know, for people that are interested in getting a customized skincare consult, they can come at any point in time. Jamie's always available to even sit with her. Don't need an appointment. And she can create a customized plan for anybody interested.
We just had another text come into 514-800 asking how to reach you at the office. So I'm going to put that out again. 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com. And of course, you can follow along on social media right now on Facebook Live at Dr. Ronnie Monk, and of course, his Instagram account as well. I wanted to get to this text from Jess because, you know, she's doing, it sounds like, everything right. She's on a healthy diet. She drinks lots of water. She's trying to really maintain her skin, but she seems to still have problems with pores and other sort of issues where she thinks her skin's just, she calls it dirty, which obviously is not, but that's what's going on. So how can you help her?
So let's address pores, because pores is one of the most popular things I get consulted about, and it's one of the most difficult things to treat because pores are genetic, it's related to your type of skin, and it's really hard to reduce big pores. So how do we do it in the clinic? It's multifactorial. And, you know, I do have technologies in my office that will help shrink down pores, whether it's doing a chemical peel or we do something called silk peel. That's a great exfoliating, very gentle procedure to help clean out pores. Or laser, for example, IPL or photorejuvenation treatments. These are great treatments that also help shrink down pores. So from that perspective, it's not perfect. You will not get rid of all your pores, but it is very helpful. And then we always combine treatments like that with skincare. So Jay, what are some good skincare tips you can give people to help with pores?
You've got one before news. So you can give us one tip.
1 minute. Oh, okay. One tip is the ingredient glycolic acid. That is the ingredient you want to look for. It's going to exfoliate. It's going to help to shrink down that pore size quite a bit and help with excess oiliness too.
You know what? Any good exfoliator is helpful for pores. So glycolic's one. We have others. We'll talk about it after the break. Sure. Maybe.
Sounds great. So again, if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk and Jamie while they're here at CJAD until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800 by phone, 514-800 by text. And again, their office number, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and the website monkmd.com. And again, we are broadcasting live as well on Facebook tonight, Facebook Live at Dr. Ronnie Monk, MD. All right, you are listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. 7:36, minus 8 right now in downtown Montreal. A little bit colder with the wind. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk and our special guest, Sassoir, skincare consultant Jamie Siegel, who also works in Dr. Monk's clinic. If you've got questions for us, here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And if you'd like a sneak peek as to what things look like behind the scenes here at CJD, they are actually Facebooking live the show, Dr. Monk and Jamie, tonight. So if you jump onto his Facebook page, which is Dr. Ronnie Monk, you'll have a good look if you tune in, which is really cool. And we're getting lots of great questions through Facebook Live right now. And of course, on the text line as well at 514-800 and 514-790-0800 by phone. And I know that we actually got an Instagram question on Dr. Monk's social media. And so the question was involving organic skincare products and all of that. So where do you want to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
So, you know, organic, natural skincare has been the biggest craze over the past few years. And I always get questions from patients asking me, you know, I recommend skincare. And they say to me, is this natural? Is this organic? And this is really what I think about it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It sounds good. You know, if it's natural, it has to be good for you. But I always give patients the analogy where, you know, if you rub snake venom, or you ingest snake venom, which is very, very natural, it's poison. And it could kill you. And it's not good for you. And poison ivy, which is a plant that's really, really natural, will cause severe inflammation and lots of reactions.
Yeah.
So what people don't really know or don't realize is that natural does not equal safety or does not equal efficacy. Okay? Mm-hmm. Me being a doctor, a dermatologist, I want results. I want people, if I recommend a skincare cream, I want it to work. I want it to be backed by science. I want it to have proven studies showing that this ingredient works. So when I recommend retinol for wrinkles or growth factors for wrinkles, I know they work because, number one, I've seen them on patients. They've been around a long time. They're study proven and they work.
Okay.
So it depends. If I'm recommending those ingredients, I'm recommending it for a certain indication. Now, if you're looking for a bland moisturizer, you want to use a natural moisturizer, sure, go ahead. I have nothing wrong with that because a moisturizer is only going to keep your skin moist. I'm not targeting anything specific. But if I really want a given result, I want medical grade skincare because it's proven and it's effective. So that's my view on it. What do you think, Jay?
So I have to say, so many people, especially in their 20s, so, you know, a lot of people that I know, they really only want to use natural skincare. And it is really the craze and the fad, and it is what everyone's talking about. But the thing is, a lot of people that come and sit across from me and want to do a skincare consultation with me will tell me that they're using all these brands that are so popular that are natural, but they're still not getting the results that they're looking for. They're still coming to sit across from me to ask me questions because they still are looking for something. So what I always kind of say is, stick with the products that you love. I never want to stop anyone from using something they love, but let's tie in those medical grade ingredients with those products to make sure they're getting the results like Dr. Monk just said. So, you know, like retinol, we were just talking about. Retinol is a really important ingredient that I didn't want to miss out on talking about today because it has so many advantages. It not only targets conditions like acne, but it also helps with anti-aging, wrinkles, collagen building. So retinol is a derivative of vitamin A. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it penetrates into the deeper layers of the skin and causes a cellular turnover. And that turnover produces more collagen in your skin. It tightens your skin. It works on some of those fine lines. Will help with your skin texture, and also for the exfoliation on the surface is going to help to turn over the skin so you don't get those clogged pores. I mean, personally, the first compliment I ever got on my skin was after I started using retinol. Ever. I never had great skin, and I'll never forget, I went to the gym one day and I wasn't wearing makeup, which I never did because I was always a bit, you know, shy about
my
skin.
I've never seen you without makeup. That's impossible.
Okay, well, when I go to the gym, I'm not always makeup-free. Yep. And I have to say, when I go to the gym, if ever. But I want to say that it was the first time I got a compliment on my skin. I really attribute that to retinol. So I really recommend it to everyone, all ages, anti-aging purposes, younger kids for retinol, acne too.
You know, I want to say something. Medical grade skincare is extremely important. And any one of my cosmetic patients know that because mm-hmm. I just talk about it all the time. But look, they're still creams. How deep will creams penetrate? They'll only go so deep. So yes, they will give you as much of a result as possible. But the best results we get in my practice is combination treatment. Mm-hmm. So I never recommend only skincare. If you really want good skin, you got to work at it. And what you got to do is you got to combine that sort of medical grade skincare with some sort of laser treatment that's going to also address the underlying concern. If you have acne, we have technology that can clear your pores. If mm-hmm. you have brown spots, sun damage, age spots, we have amazing technology that can give you clear skin. You have scars, you have marks, you have stretch marks. We have technology that tightens and significantly improves collagen. So there's so much incredible current technology out there that can address any skincare concern. Mm-hmm. That is one reason I started my own practice, because I wanted to be able to deliver on every aspect of skincare. And I think we've done that. So it's incredible the results we can achieve in today's day and age. So if you have an issue and you want it improved, or you're just looking for that clear complexion, all you have to do is reach out, because it's mm-hmm. achievable.
We actually just had a text come into 514-800 asking, what's the ingredient to look out for with regards to under eye care?
What would you say, Jay?
So under eyes is super hard to treat with skincare. And I always kind of preface this conversation with that, because it could be genetic. It could be due to the thinning of the skin. You know, you could have, there's a lot of reasons, but a lot of times it's hard to treat with skincare. I always say something with vitamin C, because vitamin C, it's an antioxidant. It protects the skin. It brightens the skin. So that's number one. A lot of our products contain growth factors, which Dr. Monk will get into. And growth factors can stimulate collagen, work on the lines around your eyes. Vitamin K is a good one. It helps with some of the circulation, and it helps with the blue, when you see that blue kind of look under the eye with the thinning of the skin.
I have that.
Come and see me. I'll
vitamin
help you out.
K.
Oh, need to, yeah.
Vitamin K.
When I was in, I think it was high school, someone asked me if I got punched in the eye. I'm like, no, that's Alexander genetics.
So we'll hook you up.
You're welcome. Great.
You know, laser's good for that too.
Oh, really?
So
I didn't know that.
People with little veins under their eyes.
Yeah.
So when people have dark eye circles or eye bags,
yep.
it's often multifactorial, and either, you know, it's there because you have little veins that are prominent, and mm-hmm. that can be taken care of with laser.
Mm-hmm.
It's there because there may be pigmentation under the eye. Mm-hmm. And one thing to add to what Jamie said is I also love kind of skin brighteners to mm-hmm. apply them under the eye. And yes, they could be a bit more irritating, so maybe you don't use them as often. But if you put it there, it will actually lighten up the melanin and the pigmentation. So I find that makes a big difference. And of course, my favorite thing to do with under eye bags is fillers.
Yeah. Oh,
because
okay.
nothing gives you instant results like a filler does.
Oh, wow.
And when it's done properly, precisely, the way you can volumize the under eye area is incredible. And it's an instant pick me up where your eye doesn't look tired anymore.
Or punched out.
It's true. Yeah. You leave the office, you look so much more awake.
Wow.
It's impressive.
It's a refresher.
That's amazing. That's good. Yeah, because I always thought there was just nothing to do because Alexander genetics. I did want to, I don't know if one of you can answer this quickly before traffic, but it says, should I add collagen powder into my smoothies? I'm turning 25 and I know that the production of collagen starts to slow down.
We don't know the effects of taking collagen orally.
Okay.
Personally, I don't think it does much. I think if you actually apply, not collagen, because collagen's a large molecule, it doesn't penetrate the skin well. Mm-hmm. But if you apply ingredients to stimulate collagen remodeling, like retinol, glycolic acid, growth factors is an amazing ingredient that stimulates collagen. So if you apply these things topically, you'll stimulate more collagen than actually taking collagen orally, because it just doesn't get to where you want it to get to.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk, alongside as well our special guest this evening, Jamie Siegel, who is Dr. Monk's skincare consultant at his clinic. If you'd like to reach out to them at their office, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com. And they're actually live on Facebook Live tonight. So if you'd like to see what it's like behind the scenes here at CJD, please do so. Follow them at Dr. Ronnie Monk on Facebook. You will find the link. We had a text come in to 514-800. I think it's important for me to get this to you, Dr. Monk. What are your thoughts on diet playing a role in causing acne? I think a lot of people have that question.
Great question. So truth is, we don't know the exact role of diet in acne. The only thing we know that's been proven in studies is that very, very sugary foods can cause breakouts. So, candies, chocolate, and this is because it causes a spike in your insulin levels, which is a hormone, mm-hmm. and that can sometimes contribute to breakouts. Is it the cause of the acne? No. So diet does not cause acne, but there are some foods, like sugary foods, that can make you break out more. It's a myth today that dairy products will cause breakouts.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of people do think that. Mm-hmm. And what I tell people is, if you really believe that there's a certain dairy product that makes you break out, okay, avoid it. But there's no good studies behind it. It's not proven. And for the most part, it's just not true. So that's my theory on
diet. Great, because I love ice cream, so that's not stopping.
Go ahead.
I did want to get this to you as well. Dr. Monk, suffering from very dry skin that's also very itchy, what should I be doing?
So moisturize. You know, this time of year, everybody's dry. Mm-hmm. Make sure your environment in your home, you have a humidifier, you don't take too hot showers. These are things that can significantly dry out the skin. Avoid perfume. Moisturize constantly. Jamie has great products with great ceramide-rich creams. Mm-hmm. So people that really lack a good barrier or mm-hmm. have eczema, you know, if you use creams rich in ceramides, and that's something that can contribute to having a normal skin barrier again, it's really beneficial. And then if the itching's really bad, sometimes I add some cortisone creams to help reduce the inflammation. So definitely things we can do if you're suffering. I mean, I'd say come see me, but keep moisturizing your skin, because it's just everybody's dry mm-hmm. this time of year.
So Jamie, let us talk about sunspots.
Sure. So I definitely say that hyperpigmentation, sun damage, brown spots, age spots are a really popular concern at our clinic. So in terms of ingredients, actually what we do oftentimes is we will sit down and do a consultation and recommend for our patients to go on a 16-week treatment plan with me. I'll sit down with them, take them through the series of products. The main ingredient in those products to target that pigmentation is a 4% hydroquinone. And that's a really strong active ingredient to really help prevent pigmentation, and also some other ingredients combined with it that will help to treat the pigmentation that you have on the surface of the skin already. So actually this kit that we have, it actually combines with a few peels. We really recommend combining with peels. That exfoliation is so important to prepare the skin, to allow the products to penetrate deep into the skin. So this is all tying back to the combination therapy that we offer at mm-hmm. Monk MD. Mm-hmm. And we definitely say that that's a good mix.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie?
So people with melasma, which is basically a condition where you're just so prone to get kind of patches of pigmentation. So you've heard of the mask of pregnancy, where during pregnancy, your whole face is covered in pigment. So those people do extremely well with a combination of peels and creams. Mm-hmm. You know, hydroquinone is an interesting ingredient. So the reason it's so effective is because it actually inhibits the enzyme that makes pigmentation. So it's the strongest anti-pigment agent, but it's not healthy for the mm-hmm. skin if you use it for longer than 3 to 4 months at a time.
Oh, wow.
Because
okay.
it can be too irritating. And there's actually controversy regarding this ingredient, whether it can actually harm the skin. So what we do in my office is sometimes we'll use hydroquinone, but in very short spurts. We do like other ingredients as well, vitamin C, arbutin, like Jamie mentioned. These are other ingredients that you can use for longer periods of time that have similar effects to hydroquinone. But basically using that plus a broad spectrum sunscreen, plus doing treatment, whether it's peels, laser, something to help you know, get rid of the browns, underlying browns, is we see incredible results.
It's so impressive what you can do.
And what's amazing with this technology and skincare is if you maintain it, your skin in 5 years will be younger than your skin today. Yes, everybody's getting older. You're getting older, but you're going to look younger over time.
Jamie, in 1 minute, can you talk to us? Because Dr. Monk, we always have the discussion, but I want to get your opinion.
Yeah.
Sunscreen.
Yes. So sunscreen, we only recommend sunscreens that have UVA and UVB protection. That means, so UVB protection will protect the skin from burning, but UVA will actually prevent the rays from penetrating into the skin and causing cellular damage and cancers, things like that. So all of our sunscreens contain over 5% zinc oxide and 5% titanium dioxide. I get this question all the time. If you're looking for a good sunscreen, look for something with above 5% zinc. That's excellent. And all the sunscreens that we have aren't going to have that white film that a lot of zinc oxide sunscreens
like
have.
That oily
The ones that we have, they're combined with anti-aging ingredients, they're moisturizers, they're light, they're sheer, so
and they're nano zinc particles, so the zinc particles are so fine that they rub in beautifully.
Okay, perfect. Now I wanted to mention as well, so we always sort of put out to follow Dr. Monk on his social media at Dr. Ronnie Monk, but I wanted to pass along as well that JAG Cosmetics has their own, which is your consulting clinic within Dr. Monk's clinic. So that's going to be at JAG Cosmetics with an S at the end.
Yeah, so it's JAG Cosmetics with an S at the end.
Perfect.
We're on Instagram, Facebook.
Awesome. And you're launching a website within the next couple of days.
So exciting.
So JAG Cosmetics with an S.com.
Exactly.
And you had mentioned that there will be medical grade skincare on there that you can order and all that stuff. And apparently 10% off the first order.
And we want to offer you the same services we offer at our clinic. So if you go on our website, there's going to be a phone number there where you can reach me and we could do a skin consultation over the phone. So I could kind of lead you through the website and make sure you're getting the right products for your skin.
Okay, perfect. And last mention as well, there is a promotion going on at Dr. Monk's clinic. Again, all of this together with Treat Your Cheeks, Get Your Lips Done for Free. That's happening February 14th and then 2 weeks after that. So if you want more information.
We're talking about injections.
Injections there, like that. You can reach out to Dr. Monk at 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and the website monkmd.com. A big thank you going out to Jamie for being with us. And Dr. Monk, you want to shout out to your kids?
I have to. They're waiting for me. Gabby, Jamie, Avery, love you guys, and I will see you in a few minutes.
Perfect. Brian Kalasar, thank you so much for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Coming up after the news, you get to hang out with John Pohl on the night side. Thank you so much for listening to CJD. The news is next.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The preceding was sponsored content.